Well, there are less than 100 days to go until the start of the London 2012 Olympic Games as athletes look to secure their places on Team GB. One of those people is 800-metre runner Jenny Meadows. Jenny reached the semi-final, of course, in Beijing back in 2008 and is looking to compete in front of the British public this summer. Jenny, where are you today and what have you been up to?
Yeah, what a very interesting day, actually. An unusual day for an athlete. Instead of being on the track or in the gym, I've actually been at the training ground for Wigan Athletic, my home team, meeting some of the players and coaching staff ahead of the push for survival in the Premiership.
Yes, and you know, you mentioned that you're a local Wigan girl, and so I'd imagine you're taking great inspiration from the sheer determination the football team are showing at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really, really proud from, you know, to be from this area, and that's a really good way of putting it. You know, we always talk about Northern spirit, and you know, they are really definitely showing that determination, the sort of determination that I'm hoping to obviously show in Stratford in August.
Now, obviously, you've got a qualification event coming up in late June. I take it you're not thinking of much else at the moment, are you?
No, in fact, I'd almost forgot about the qualification. You know, you get so, you know, thinking about the actual games themselves. But yeah, you've actually got to be realistic and think, oh, hang on a minute. You know, I've not quite got myself on that team yet. I've got the small matter of trying to qualify for it first and foremost. So yeah, definitely. I've been counting down the days, and you know, I'm sure the days are going to pass really, really quickly. But wow, just what an opportunity, you know, to have a home Olympic Games, and you know, hopefully I'm in the pinnacle of my own you know, athletic talent and career, and I'm just hoping that, you know, I can make a bit of a fairy tale for myself this year.
Oh, certainly. I mean, people talk about how influential and important the Olympics are, and I'd say none more so than yourself really, because it was Kelly Holmes' achievements in 2004 which sort of drove you to, you know, switch from 400-metre running to 800-metre running, and you've thrived in it since then.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I think it's, you know, I sat at home and I watched that Olympics and saw what Kelly did, and, you know, that was such a positive message for me, you know, a female British athlete, you know, being the best in the world, and it definitely made me think, you know, oh, if she's done it, you know, maybe I can. And you know, I changed to 800 meters and you know, really haven't looked back ever since, and really just thrived towards the later end of my career, really, even though I've been in this sport a long time, only just kind of found what my event was after that Kelly Holmes heroic moment, and yeah, just really looking for that heroic moment myself.
And yeah, and since 2008, I mean, the Olympics is the only major championship you haven't won a medal at. And, you know, in 2009, 2010, you managed to get bronze medals in the European and the World. Surely the, you know, how much would a podium finish mean to you, you know, in London in front of a home crowd? And secondly, you know, just to complete the collection, really, of medals at all the major championships.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it is about, you know, completing that collection. I've got myself 5 or 6 medals now, and it's just that Olympic one, you know, the big one that's missing from my medal cabinet, really. To do it in London, you know, I'd give all the medals up that I've ever won before just to get a medal, even if it was a bronze medal. That Olympic, you know, stigma that comes with it, you know, it's same sort of level as the World Championships, but the Olympic Games, you know, it only comes around every 4 years, and therefore it is so hard to win a medal, you know, to make sure you actually do peak at that actual championships, and the opportunity to have it in London as well. You know, I'd definitely sacrifice everything that I've ever done in the past to, you know, make sure that actually happened.
Now, you know, moving on from upcoming athletics events to the future generation, you're, of course, an ambassador for Spa UK. You're an athletics ambassador for Spa UK. Spa, of course, have been you know, a major sponsor of UK athletics since 2004. How much has their input been, you know, how much has their input been worth, really, to future generations of athletes?
Absolutely brilliant. They've got a really good scheme called the Spa Stars, and that really is the first time, you know, athletes have been backed by a big company. It really allows some up-and-coming, you know, talent to actually be recognised and, you know, have that backing of someone saying, you know, I believe in you, you can achieve. And that's a brilliant, brilliant scheme to, you know, offer some really, really good athletes coming up who might not quite be international standard yet, but, you know, international standard at their age, the kind of age 15, 16, 17, 18, and, you know, something that wasn't really around when I was that age, you know, something that, you know, I'm sure I would have benefited at that age. So absolutely fantastic for them. And, you know, I see myself as, you know, extremely lucky that, you know, I'm the sole Spar ambassador. Spar have chose me to, you know, be that role model for their brand, and hopefully, you know, really encourage the Spar stars and, you know, the future of British athletics.
Yeah, and you're certainly looking at the success of the Spar Sprint Stars program. Of course, looking back at last year's class, shall we say, and the likes of Danny Talbot, who went with Team GB to the World Championships, you know, as part of the squad, the likes of Andrew Pozzi, David Bollerinoir, and Deji Tobias, you know, people who have really excelled in the last year. And now you're looking at the new crop of talent coming through. I mean, this is seeing the success in the past. You've got to imagine these youngsters now are going to, you know, grab it with both hands, really.
Oh, definitely. I mean, yeah, what a brilliant example how you've just named some of those guys. You know, Danny Talbot just surprised everybody last year, making the, you know, World Championship team. I'm sure 12 months ago, he would never have dreamt that he did that. And Andy Posey, during this indoor season, you know, he's just come fourth in the World Indoor Championships. You know, to be fourth in the world, you know, at such a young age, I think he's only 19 years of age. Again, you know, 12 months earlier, you know, he would never have ever dreamt that in a million years. So it really does give the new class, you know, that, you know, inspiration and that level to live up to, really. You know, it can be done. And, you know, they've got proof that it has been done the last 12 months.
Okay, and just finally, Jenny, like we said at the top of the interview, it's less than 100 days to go to London 2012. How do you see you spending your time between now and, you know, the beginning of the event in July?
Well, I'm training really, really hard at the moment. Every night I go to bed absolutely shattered and my alarm seems to be going off just a few hours later. I'm really just trying to cram in the training sessions at the moment. Normally I train twice a day. A couple of times a week I've been trying to up that to three times a day, just trying to get a few extra training sessions in. Just really, you know, sometimes I don't want to do the training sessions, I'm so tired, but, you know, I just think about some of my rivals, you know, girls in Russia, girls in Kenya, girls in Jamaica, they'll be out there training, and it just gives me a massive, massive confidence boost to think, you know, if I keep doing this, I could have that success in London, I could achieve something wonderful in front of my home crowd. So as soon as I think about that, you know, I'm out of bed, I'm doing that extra training session, and yeah, I'm just dreaming of hearing that national anthem.
Certainly, and just one more, actually, if I may, it's just popped into my head. The actual event, I mean, how do you think, you know, we've all been such a, it feels as if we've all been such a part of the build-up to the Olympics like never before, obviously, because it's here, we've been following, it's here, so we've been following it ever since, you know, we were awarded it back on 6th of July 2005. And how do you expect London and the UK, really, because it is going to be, you know, the whole of the UK is really going to be part of it. I mean, the atmosphere and the events, I mean, the buzz surrounding the country, how do you see that, really happening in the summer? And, you know, how will people benefit, really, from the Olympics here?
Well, when you say it, that it was, you know, 2005, gosh, I can't believe that it was 7 years ago. I really do remember it just like yesterday. And, you know, it seems to have been this event that was, you know, some point in the future, miles away. And, you know, we are less than 100 days away from it now. And it really has crept up on us. I just think it's just such an opportunity. Being a local girl to where the Commonwealth Games was in Manchester in 2002, I saw it firsthand how excited, you know, definitely the people of this region got having that Games. Probably it wasn't, you know, as nationwide as what the Olympic Games was, you know, and will be. But it was absolutely fantastic just to see that pride that people had in the region. And, you know, that'll multiply tenfold with the Olympic Games. Everyone has got this sense of national pride. London will do things in our way. You know, we won't be Beijing, we won't be Athens, we'll be London. And, you know, we have to do things the way that we will do them. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, all the organisation will be absolutely fantastic. The venues were finished, you know, months upon months ahead of schedule. And, yeah, I'm just really, really proud of the big, big team effort, because it is a team effort, you know. There's people, obviously athletes, practising for their events. You know, there's people, all the coaches doing their work. There's all the organisation, you know, going on behind the scenes. There's people working really, really hard at the moment because they've got some sort of involvement in the opening ceremony. It really is just, you know, one of those things that you can't actually explain how many people this is affecting. But as the whole of the nation, I think we really just have to embrace this. I'm really personally looking forward to the Olympic torch relay that's going to get underway, you know, next month. And I'm really looking forward to, you know, watching on the news where it is every evening and all the people who have, you know, gone alongside the route and, you know, had some sort of involvement, even if they can't get to the Olympic Park itself, you know, if school children can see the Olympic flame coming through past, you know, a nearby town to them. I just really, really hope everyone, you know, takes this opportunity and just realises this is literally once in a lifetime opportunity, and just really embraces the whole Olympic culture and just gives us a really good opportunity to feel proud to be British.